Residents in neighborhoods where George Fantini owns property confronted him at the executive order signing in Claymont.
What about the people who don't have
You can't keep everything up.
Whose bathtub fell through their floor?
What about the people that don't have leases? You're a slumlord.
Fantini, a Hokesson-based landlord with almost three dozen properties, owes more than $400,000 in unpaid taxes and fees. And Meyer says his properties, mainly in Claymont, have required nearly 300 public service responses in the past 18 months.
We've initiated 1,992 code inspections of his 36 properties. We found 418 violations.
Fantini showed up at Overlook Colony halfway through the signing and says he doesn't owe any taxes.
Very proud of my properties. I have the worst tenants in the world.
He claims his tenants don't pay rent, but Karen Cheeseman, a homeowner in Edgemoor Gardens where Fantini owns six properties, disagrees.
He gets his rent or he locks them out.
Meyer says his executive order expedites sheriff sale proceedings against owners of multiple properties who fail to pay property taxes or fees and fines associated with failure to maintain them. First on the list are Fantini's.
We anticipate, unless things change dramatically, by the end of this year, the first of his properties will be brought to sheriff's sale.
In Claymont, Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.